Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a Chickies Monday. We're at Chickies in South Philly. 6 o'clock, the Jordan Mailata show right here at Chickies with Jordan Mailata, myself, Elliot Shore Parks. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, also Elliot Shore Parks. Donovan McNabb will join us very soon. Donovan's call will be brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. As we wait for the great Donovan McNabb, we can talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. It, go Birds.
What's up, Ed? Go Birds.
Hey,
Birds.
So I'm honestly conflicted about Jalen. But
Ed,
leaving.
Ed, I got to put you on hold because right now on the show, my button's not working here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
No. You know, Buzz, can you put on Donovan? Joining us right now,
yeah.
The greatest quarterback in Syracuse University history. The greatest quarterback in Eagles history. The Eagles' all-time leader in passing yards, passing touchdowns, an illustrious career both on the gridiron and off of it, and, of course, the most popular, handsome, and accomplished weekly guest of the WIP Afternoon Show, Donovan McNabb.
I'm telling you, you got your breakfast, you got your snack. What is happening today?
Yeah.
I like it.
See, come on, man. Yes.
I like it.
How you doing?
About that? I don't know about that most handsome part, though.
Well, it's guests.
We didn't need no comments. We let them roll.
So,
what's going on, fellas? Good afternoon to you.
Another day, another win, Donovan.
That's right.
You know.
However we can get it.
Yes, and we get it a certain way, it seems like, right now, and that's ugly. Now, the defense wasn't ugly, right? The Eagles' defense was swarming yesterday. And I was hoping you could lend some insight because Jared Goff looked terrible last night. It was one of the worst nights of Jared Goff's career. Lend some insight about what it does to a quarterback. We always talk about, you know, pressure. But what it does to a quarterback and then the effect it had on Goff last night, causing the night he ended up having.
Well, I will say this. I wouldn't say so much of it as being pressure because we're not known for our blitzing. And so our front four was able to collapse the pocket a little bit and throw off the rhythm and timing of their passing game. They had guys open. And you know, anytime that you can get Jared Goff off of his spot where he can't just sit back there on a 3 to 5 step drop and be able to get the ball out to his guys, that now puts him in a position where he has to go off of his number one or two reads and he ends up in number three or four. And Jared Goff is not known for his mobility. So him getting outside the pocket is a win-win for any defense that they go up against. But I will say I've seen Amon Brown open a few times. I thought they did a good job versus Jameson Williams. But I look at their offense and not being able to get Gibbs and Montgomery going in their passing game, which had them now just going straight to drop back, it worked in our favor defensively.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that front seven last night for the Eagles, N'Kobe Dean being in the middle, I think it's changed the whole.
I mean, it's a nightmare for a lot of opposing offense.
Yeah.
He's an intricate part of that defense.
Yeah, and I think he's changed the sort of mentality of the way they play since he's been back. they've done a pretty good job of stopping the run just about every week he's been out there.
Well, I will say this too, Ike. I mean, and give credit to Howie and his decision making, but Phillips coming over from Miami.
Has done
wonders for us because we were missing that pass rush. And not only just pass rush in certain situations, but more importantly, throughout the whole game, where that right tackle has to be very aware of what move may come from Phillips. And he's done a great job, not just in the passing game, but in the run game as well.
Donovan, I also wanted to ask you, the Eagles had a ton of passes batting down Jared
right.
Goff passes yesterday.
And
So as a quarterback, forgetting about height, right? Because it's about more than height, I think. How do you, as a quarterback, how do you avoid that? Is there something that you can look for that will let you know that a player's trying to do it? Like, what is the cause of having so many passes batted down, and how do the Eagles, like, do that?
Well, number one, it's annoying for any quarterback because you see guys open and you're going to deliver the ball and one of the big fellas, obviously, that's not getting a lot of good pass rush will just sit back and just throw his hands up. And give credit to Jordan Davis for being able to do that and time it up the right way. And I say that because, you know, a lot of what Detroit likes to do is they will work the middle of that football field. And that's where Amon Brown has been so important in their passing game because he's a true slot receiver. And so, you know, he'll read outside and get the ball to his guys, but he'll get to this number two and three read in the progression, and that will be able to, you know, hit LaPorta and Amon St. Brown across the middle. And when you have guys that are three techniques or shades or nose guard from the defensive line standpoint and throwing their hands up as soon as you get ready to release, it really is frustrating for any quarterback and offensive coordinator because you see the guys open, but you're just not able to get it there. And so what leads to that and the way that you try to avoid that is offensive linemen will have to be able to set in their pass sets and also get a good punch to get those hands down from the defensive line standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that first one that Jordan Davis had got his hands up. He sacrificed because he got put on his back.
Oh, yeah, really?
He got put on his back for jumping.
Now.
Yeah.
There's definitely some punishment to it.
Yeah, those linemen, you jump in front of those linemen like that, they normally ready. They're taught, right? They hit you when you jump up like that because it's going to knock you down. Yeah.
At any parts of your body. We're going to make sure that next time you're going to think about throwing
jumping.
Your hands up.
Yep.
Donovan, offensively, it just didn't seem like anything worked.
Right.
When you're watching the Eagles right now, is this a – I imagine it's a little bit of everything, but is this scheme issue? Is it execution issue? Is it – what the hell is going on where it doesn't seem like the Eagles can have more than one sustained drive in any game?
Oh, I mean, I think it's a lot of different pieces that I begin to question. Number one, it is scheme. This offense is not what you've seen, obviously, when Kellen Moore was at the helm. This seems like it's more of a Nick Sirianni and a mix of what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. But when I look at this offense, especially from what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, it seems like, number one, that I don't know who's listening to the crowd or listening to the radio, but that's becoming an intricate part of the decision-making in each week. Because when you look at how many opportunities A.J. Brown all of a sudden had in this particular game, it's really eye-opening because it's like this isn't the offense that we see. And a lot of his routes, like I said from the very beginning, are stop routes in 8 to 10 yards. It's a slant route. It's a go ball. And it's nothing where you see him going across the middle running a dig route. It's nothing that you see him running across route that goes across the field with a deep post by Devontae. He ran a dig route which against Green Bay, which now we had Devontae running from the slot over the top, which if that safety jumps the dig, then we take and go over top with Devontae, which led to a touchdown. But I just don't see any creativity in this offense. And when you don't have any creativity in this offense, your play-action game is null and void. Because when we do run the ball with Saquon, there's no running lane. And so I'm big on the attempt of how many times we run the football. But at some point, you got to have an explosive run play in there. And to be honest, the offensive line is not opening up enough holes where we can get Saquon to be able to burst through and get one-on-one versus a linebacker or safety. I mean, we ran the what was that, third and short play? And he ran in the back of the offensive lineman that was getting pushed. Yeah. And so it's when I look at this offense, and everybody wants to look at, obviously, A.J. not getting attempts or Jalen's not throwing them the football, this offense is boring. And Drew Brees said it on ESPN, it is boring. I mean, from the offense that I've come from and the offenses that I see all across the league, this offense is I don't know if he's trying to be methodical, meaning, hey, put yourself in second and medium situation and third and short, instead of where's the explosive play? Where is the post and corner combo? Where is getting Jalen on the corner and throwing it back to a guy that's 25, 30 yards downfield? I don't see that. Everything to me, and we, you know, I love that he's completing 70% of his balls, but it seems like everything is like 12 yards and under.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are complaining about when it comes to the play design. Five, take me into the mind, or take us into the mind of the quarterback when you're in the flow of the game and you see how great or how good your defense is playing. Right. The other team isn't necessarily putting points on the board. Is there a mindset there that says, you know what? I'm not trying to win the game by making heroic throws. I'm going to take what the defense has given me, and we're going to play that way. Because I'm just wondering from Jalen's perspective, the last 2 weeks, he sees the way his defense is playing, so he's trying to make sure he doesn't give away a possession by being careless with the football. Does that go through a quarterback's mind when you see how the flow of the game is going?
No, not necessarily. I think like when you start the game, and I'll just recap the game a little bit. Not too long ago, it was on TV. The first couple passes that Jalen threw, I mean, he had, three drops?
Yeah.
Like he had three or four drops. And then we had the penalty with Lane on one of the scrambles that was down the sideline when Saquon dropped the ball on a scramble drill, and it was a penalty. But there's no rhythm. There's no rhythm in this offense. And so that's why you see so many consistent three and outs. But I think from a mindset from a quarterback, no, we're not playing cautious football. We're trying to push the ball downfield and create those explosive plays because you know how the momentum shifts. If the defense is playing well, all it takes is one particular mishap or missed tackle or whatever on the opposing side, and all of a sudden now we got to dig into the bag and try to be creative. So in the offensive game plan, you have to, at least your first 15, you got to have at least three shots in there. And so it could be on first down, it could be on second down when maybe they're bringing seven and we only can block six. Then, yeah, you get the ball out on the side adjust or a hot read. But then you come back and all of a sudden you cross the 50, and where's that explosive play? I don't see that explosive play. Like when you get to the green area and that's when you get to that 40 yards, 35 yard line going in, that's got to be more of your explosive plays. Where's the creativity? You know, and I just don't see it. So, I know everybody is probably a Philly or whatever is probably going, you know, hey, we need to get rid of our coordinator. You know how many coordinators that man has played under? So at some point,
different one every year.
Yeah,
like, different one every year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we make so many excuses for all these other quarterbacks, you know, but this man has been successful no matter how we look at it, how bad it looks or whatever. They're winning. Now, he's shown, obviously, in playoff play that he could turn it up another notch. But in the regular season, it's been bad. It has. But the thing that we do as quarterbacks is we have to do whatever it takes to win. And we can say that they've obviously been doing that.
Yep.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate it, as always. The Eagles, I'll tell you, this Eagles team of the last 2 years, I've never seen a team win so many games and then have us come in and
so
ask what went wrong. Yeah, the next day. It's something special.
Well, I will say this, and I'll add to what you're saying. And I think a lot of it, too, is just all the whispers and all the conversations that become hot topics. If they don't become hot topics, it won't be that much of an issue because I think the fans will just understand what it is that they're seeing. And they're waiting on that big play to help us win the game. I think the conversation of, you know, how come certain people aren't getting the ball, or why are we doing this, and how come he's not running the football like he used to? But you got to take a lot of things into account of what we're seeing right now. Coming off of a Super Bowl run, no matter if you win or lose, there's injuries, there's people who want more money, there's all of a sudden interview requests. There's a lot of things that go into what they're doing. And it's going to be going, I think, at this particular point on, and I can tell you, it's going to be more rumblings going forward. And if they continue to win, at least it'll quiet it down until it goes south.
All right, Donovan, we will talk to you next week. We got Dallas coming up on Sunday, who, you know, not a great team, but certainly can put up points, you know.
Yeah, they're struggling too. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch.
All right, Donovan.
All right, big dog.
Thanks as always, man.
All right, y'all take it easy.
All right, Donovan. Bro. You know, part of me wonders on the – because we've done the creativity thing for 3 years now. Part of me wonders if this team is not able to even execute the simple things at a consistent level, if you even put yourself in position to get the defense off balance enough to be creative. Mm-hmm. You know, like there is a walk before you run sort of, you know, aspect to this offense. And Donovan brought up the explosive plays. I do think to an extent last year we were spoiled a little bit, and I think the team was spoiled a little bit by the number of explosive running plays we got last year. You know, I mean, I don't know that there was another running back in the history of football that had as many giant runs as Saquon had last year. And we would be watching an Eagles team like we're watching this one through the middle of the second quarter and be like, why do we only have 3 points? Right. And then all of a sudden, Saquon would break one off for 63 yards. Yep. We'd have 10 points and the dam would break.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But we just haven't had that this year, and if I were to dial in to the one big difference, I actually don't think it's the passing between this year and last year. It's that we're just not able to run the ball at the same level we were last year.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, that's how they want to win football games. I'm not saying they're not going to take their shots when those shots are there, but they don't prefer to come out and throw the ball, throw. Even Favre sat there. He's like, dude, I could tell last night they changed the game plan. He's basically saying they catered to AJ.
For AJ, yeah.
Yeah, they catered to AJ last night and came out with a different attack mode in the game just to keep him happy.
And then when it doesn't work, I think it was Jordan that brought it up last week that they had in consecutive plays after that. So you had the first drive that worked last week, and then they fumbled the ball. And then the next drive, Jordan falls down, and then Saquon falls down. And all of a sudden, just nothing feels like it's in its right place anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, so they open up the game yesterday, and it's not like the guys were wide open, but the drops that Jalen had, those should have been catches. Yep. Those should have been first downs. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when your scripted first 15 falls apart like that, they're almost chasing their tail the rest of the game trying to get that rhythm and to get it to work. Because you look around the league, that is offensively what succeeds most is that scripted first 15. And when you don't wind up with any points out of it, like the only points we had at the beginning of the game were because of the Cooper DeGene interception, really.
Yep.
You know?
And we only got 3 out of that.
Yes.
We couldn't even get a touchdown down there.
What, we get it at the 10-yard line? Is that where we had it?
11-yard line.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Weird team, man. Thank God the defense is awesome. Thank God for Vic Fangio.
Yeah. Thank God we won that Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Dude, if they didn't win the Super Bowl, this is all coming off of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you imagine if they were coming off losing that Super Bowl and this is the way it started? I mean, it would have been like 2023.
Are we spending a week in Santa Clara this year?
Of course
or not?
They are.
Yes, we are, Spike.
And we're going to complain about it. Great just like
no,
last year.
No, not like all of us.
Yeah, not all of us. Sorry, I didn't mean to lump you in.
Nope.
I'm just letting everyone know. I mean,
yeah, to get prepared for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell people. I'm not like Spike, where last week said one thing, come out this week, change the tune.
I'll give him credit for trying. He tried.
I did try.
Yeah, it's tough one.
I did try.
Well, it's like you with your whole
Jalen sobriety.
Yeah,
how's that going on?
It's fine. I didn't really relapse. It was actually a pretty enjoyable watch last
night. How hard was it for you not to tweet out stuff last night?
I've kind of I don't.
You leave Eagles Twitter alone?
Yeah. I tweet out one Carson video.
Yeah.
Can't be happy for the guy.
215-592-9494. It is a victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. We will hear what AJ said after the game yesterday about that one route that looked like maybe the quit on.
Yep.
And Jalen's opinion of all of the AJ targets. We'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike.
Oh, the glasses transition.
And, of course, everyone's favorite, Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us tonight for the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 o'clock with Jordan, Elliot, myself, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you accepted this is who the Eagles offense is? I think that's R.
Oops.
No, it is.
All right.
Who the Eagles offense, no, what the Eagles offense is or who they are. Or do you expect more? I've accepted it, or I expect more. Those are the two.
Oh, it's got to be 100%. I expect more.
Yeah, it's 77.5%. Pretty close. It feels like a show for later on this week. Just accept it. Yeah. This is how it's going to be. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. I've never been so excited to be put on hold before. As soon as Donovan McNabb came on, I got like four texts from my buddies saying like, oh, my God, you got put on hold for McNabb. That's awesome.
But, bumped by Donovan.
Yeah. You're Donovan's opening act.
Yeah, I'm Doug Peterson and Donovan McNabb's.
Correct.
Anyway, not the topic of the day, but Paul George is playing tonight.
Yes.
But pretty relieved. But about the Eagles, like I've admittedly have been a critic of Jalen Hurts, but it's just gotten to the point now where, especially over the last four games, when you look at their defense, they've only given up an average of 84 yards on the ground. They've dominated time of possession like 34 minutes over the last game, and they've won turnover differential. So that means you're winning football games. And like the time of possession piece has a lot to do with Jalen being disciplined with the ball, not putting the ball in harm's way, especially over the last two games when he had adverse weather conditions. So, like, I'm really trying to keep that in mind, but you definitely want to see some improvement there.
Yeah. Listen, I got multiple excuses now. If you need one, let me know. The wind, it was cold. All that, man. Listen.
What do you want him to do?
I'm looking forward to the next few games because this is where the offense can get healthy. This is where the offense can get healthy over these next few weeks. There's some generous defenses they're going to face. Now, you go out there and score under 20 points against these defenses, then, it's like, hold on, what's going on here? So that's what I'm going to wait for. That's what I'm going to wait for, man. I'm going to wait for this thing to sort of turn. Here's the thing that I look at. Is it Ed? Is that his name?
Ed.
Check this out, Ed. Now, if I told you before the season that – you're going to have the toughest schedule in the league this year. The opponents that you have beaten, their combined record, it's like 40-something wins with the teams that you've beaten. It's like five or six playoff teams, or they were playoff teams before they faced the Eagles, playoff teams that the Eagles have beaten. And being the defending champ, you get everyone's best each week because you're the measuring stick for them. All those things that you have to sort of navigate through, not even mentioning the injuries and everything else on the offense, and you'd still be sitting after 10 weeks with the best record in the NFC. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
I would be quite surprised if I knew that this was going to be the outcome.
Right?
Had you told me. Yeah, but, you know, it's like, I'm not to say I want them to have a worse record, but, like, if I would have, you know, I had them at 6-4 after 10 weeks just because of the schedule, but, you know, things have kind of just worked in our favor in that way. And before I sign off, shout out to Jake Elliott. I mean, of all the suboptimal elements, it's great. I mean, how crucial is it to have a 10-point lead in that situation with everything that could have gone sideways so late in the game? And he just, you know, even with the wind at your back, it's sort of an unknown element, for lack of a better word. So,
it's a tough spot to kick, absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely have to turn it around soon. Good talking, guys.
All right. We haven't even gotten to Nick and his decision late in that game.
Oh, yeah, I had that. You want to do this now?
Yeah, because when he brought up the 10-point lead and the Jake Elliott kick, yeah, we almost squandered that.
Well, what the hell is he doing? when I say he, I'm going to put it on Nick because it's ultimately his decision.
It's definitely on Nick.
Whether he's going it on fourth down or not.
Yes.
And this is two straight games where the decision to me is normally there's the decisions aren't obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
This decision was obvious. It's fourth and one. You just got stopped on a tush push anyway. It clearly the Lions had figured something out on the tush push. You're missing lane. You're missing Cam Jurgens. I don't know if he's in or not in, but he's definitely hurt. And the other team had not been able to move the ball all game. Your defense is playing lights out. I don't understand. You're up two scores.
Right.
I just don't understand why you don't just punt the ball. Make them drive the length of the field on you, then get the ball back again, and then drive again. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I don't. Who are you trying to prove this to? And it's not about being aggressive. I want you to be aggressive.
No, it's about being smart.
Yeah, this is stupid. It was two games in a row. I just look at it going, what are you doing? Yeah. Why? Who are you trying to prove this to?
In both weeks, I tweeted out purposely beforehand, punt the damn ball.
Just punt it.
Punt the ball, bro. Last night was so obvious. Like you said, you just got stopped on the tush push.
Yes.
So to go at that again, the same play, they clearly know what you're going to run. It wasn't worth it to me. This idea that punting there was somehow made you look weak or less than, because you want to prove how aggressive and confident and assured you are. That almost cost them a game. At least it could have cost them. You would have gone into overtime, potentially.
Yes.
It's a two-score game. That you just gave them optimal field position. As long as they don't do anything stupid like run backwards for 20 yards, they're kicking a field goal there.
Well, and
at a bare minimum, they kicked the field goal there.
Well, and that's what they did. They lost 7 yards and still kicked the field goal. They ran three plays. They lost 7 yards and they still kicked the field goal. And I know, I promise you, and for you as well, this is not looking back to see whether it worked or didn't.
No.
And this was, to me, an obvious decision.
Yeah.
And God bless whatever ref decided to call pass interference on that play.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't call pass interference on that play, you have to kick the ball to Detroit. They have the ball with 2 minutes left. And then who knows?
No doubt they're going down to score.
And what? And all you need
is one. We're not going 2 minute off defenses anyway.
What? And they've got three guys on that offense, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and Jameer Gibbs, who can score on one play easily. You talk about all the weapons we have. We don't have as many guys that can score like that on that
especially
one play.
How fast they are.
Yes.
No. Well, they scored a touchdown in 30 seconds?
It was less. I think it was 57 seconds.
That damn Jahmyr Gibbs, man.
He is.
He literally ran through the defense twice.
Yeah.
I've never
He's
seen
zigzagging and cutting it.
He's unreal.
He's like a bigger Jamal Charles. Like, Jamal Charles is the one that I remember
saying. I don't know. They might be the same size.
Really? He looks at least a little bulkier.
He might be a little thicker, yeah.
Like he ran over people. Like Jameer Gibbs kind of runs over people.
He did. He does, man, especially this year. He's definitely running with a more physical mentality.
Well, how about Jameson Williams, the celebration?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know why that was a penalty. I guess you're not allowed to use the goalpost.
They don't want you messing with the goalpost.
Yeah, you're not allowed to dunk it anymore or anything like that.
What happened to the cool celebrations like Joe Horn and Tio?
Picking up the cell phone under the...
That used to mean something.
I remember that, yeah.
That used to mean something.
Nick, the end of the game, and look, if it's second quarter and it's fourth and three on your own 43, go for it. I don't care. Go for it. But that position... Two games in a row, you almost cost yourself the game for no reason. There was no reason to do that. There's absolutely no. This is how much the Lions were shaken on offense. Dan Campbell punted. That's how little faith he had in his offense at that point.
Yeah.
He even punted down two scores with 5 minutes left.
I was shocked.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell is Dan Campbell doing?
That.
Now you want to punt the ball?
That's the position they had.
Now you want to punt?
Stop doing that, Nick. 215-592-9494. Raheem in Havertown. You're on WIP. What's up, Raheem?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
what's up, Ron?
How we doing? You know, I think everyone needs to relax, all right? The team's 8-2, all right? It's been a long season, but they're playing the way you have to play to win games, all right? And it's not always pretty, but the best team in the NFC right now. And this talk about Jalen and, you know, D-Gun's comments, to me, is really out of place, all right? Just 2 weeks ago, you had folks talking about Jalen probably being in the MVP conversation, right?
Well, here's the thing, Raheem, just one quick addendum to that. I don't put that on D-Gun or Seth. Like, I put that on whoever is in the Eagles facility who is important enough to communicate it to D-Gun for D-Gun to think that it's worth sharing. So I think you have to put the accountability on the members of the organization, players, coaches, or otherwise, who are making sure that goes public, and not on D-Gun. I don't think D-Gun – it's not D-Gun's job to make sure that the Eagles are good. It's D-Gun's job to report the information. It's his job to report the news that he gets, and if he feels the source is legitimate enough, it's not on D-Gun. It's on whoever's leaking it to D-Gun.
Right. But there's nothing to report facts, right? About how, you know, people feel in the organization. He went too far talking about this is like Carson Wentz 2.0. This is not like Carson Wentz 2.0. Jalen Hurts has won since 2023. The team is 60-25, all right? Sirianni and Jalen have one of the best winning percentages over the last 5 years of any team. So just put in perspective the team. Look, it is not always pretty. But at the end of the day, the objective is to win the game, all right? There's an old Chinese proverb, the objective is to have more points than your opponent. That's it, all right? However they get there,
I didn't know that was a Chinese proverb.
Well, yeah, but it does you can't win without having a game plan and executing to have it to win. You don't just show up there and say that our game plan is to win, right? I mean, I guess I understand what you're saying. To me, it's more concerning that people within the organization are are doing this at this time. I think sometimes what happens is that people are doing this with Diana Rossini. People are mad at the messenger instead of looking deeper as to what and why the message is out there. I'm not mad at D Gunn for a comment about what he thinks of the information he was provided. Mm-hmm. That's his job. I am upset that somebody within the Eagles, again, whether it's player, coach, or otherwise, who thinks it's important that they blame Jalen Hurts publicly for their failures from an offensive perspective, that is what's upsetting to me. Not that D Gunn compared it to Carson Wentz or whatever. That is concerning. Like, that's concerning to me.
Two things. Number one, Jalen is going to do whatever he has to do to win the game, to win games. That's all he cares about. And my point about D Gunn is, it's one thing to report what your source said was commented on internally, but then to add on to that, well, this is like Carson Wentz. No, it's not.
But who cares? Two things. First of all, Jalen's going to do whatever it takes to win the game is a crazy thing to say, because you know what would make it easier to win the game? Playing better. So there you go. You would score even more points and it would give you a better chance to win the game. I understand what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is, in a big spot, you trust him to come up big. I agree with
Absolutely.
That. I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
But that's different than saying he'll do whatever it takes to win the game, because I think scoring more than 10 points and then 16 points would give you a better chance to win the game. That's the first thing.
But
it is a bigger condemnation of what is going on within the team, that they're worried about pointing fingers. That is the problem. Not D Gunn comparing it to Carson Wentz. Who cares? He's D Gunn. Who cares? Who cares who I compare it to? Who cares what D Gunn compares it to? The problem is that somebody within is saying that this guy is not doing what he is supposed to be doing to win the games. He's the problem with the offense. That's the problem, that there's a blame issue within the organization. Thank you for the call, Raheem. Not D Gunn. I'm sorry. I just don't think that's fair to D Gunn.
He's doing what he's done his whole career being here, and he doesn't put out false information. He obviously trusts the source wherever he got the information from, so he's gonna put it out there. I got no problem with that. I'm with you on this. It's more concerning that somebody feels the need to try to change the narrative. It's nasty work. That somebody feels the need to change this narrative and want to place the blame on Jalen Hurts. Come on, Jack. That's nasty work, man.
Oh, man, that's what the kids say.
Yeah, man. Jack, diabolical.
Jack, you know what else is diabolical nasty work?
Yeah.
Having to wait for Black Friday for a Black Friday sale.
Who needs it?
Yes.
Because guess what, Spike?
What?
The Black Friday mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse.
Hell yeah.
Listen, we've been talking a lot about National Appliance Warehouse, and you're probably curious. You're like, should I go?
Go.
Right now is the right time to go. You know your kitchen's looking sad. It's Monday. You spent all the weekend in your kitchen, and you're like, damn, how sad is my kitchen? That's why you got to get to the National Appliance Warehouse today and upgrade all of your appliances. And the national, the Black Friday mega sale means you can save up to 40% on over 100 brands. That's Whirlpool, LG, Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf. Everything you could possibly need is there for you at National Appliance Warehouse. Again, that's in tax-free Delaware, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. And, of course, on top of the great savings events, you also have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store and finds a lower price elsewhere. So you're just saving. It's the best bang for your Black Friday buck. But on top of everything else at National Appliance Warehouse, you're also getting an industry-leading, a great service team there that is there to take care of you. You walk in, they treat you like family, but the good part of your family. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse right now. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com, or, again, hurry to their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. So there's a couple of pieces of audio want to listen to. First is, so there was the play down the left sideline. Jalen throws the bomb to AJ. Looks like, and even upon re-looking at it, looks like AJ stopped running hard after the ball, even before, yes, it was overthrown, but before it was known that it was overthrown.
Right.
They did ask AJ about that after the game. Here's what he had to say.
AJ, there was a deep shot late from Jalen to you down the, I think it was down the sideline. What happened on that play?
Constant hand fighting down the field. Just missed, you know. Not just saying he missed, but like, he just missed.
How much does the weather...
I couldn't get to it.
Okay. So he said there was just constant hand fighting down the field.
And he couldn't get to it.
He couldn't get to it. I don't know, man.
Yeah. yeah.
The video would prove otherwise.
I mean, Collinsworth even...
He called it right out.
...intimated that that's what happened there. And they, I think he just said, you can't do that.
Yes.
Something like that. Like, you know, slowing down or what have you. Maybe he got frustrated with the constant hand fighting because... It certainly prevented him from getting on top of the DB.
Yes, getting you know, where he wanted to
yeah,
be.
Getting yeah. where he wanted to. And that's been one of those things, man. This stat came out today from Himbo. If you watch Get Up and you know about ESPN, he is a big Philadelphia Eagle fan and a big Philadelphia fan. And he gave Rex Ryan the stat that A.J. Brown is 135th in the league in getting separation, some percentage of separation.
Well, that's not a good number, it doesn't sound yeah. like, having 134 nah, wide receivers.
I didn't even know it was 134, 35 wide receivers in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, all these damn wide receivers.
Must be dipping into wide receivers I'd never heard of.
I mean, that would be, yeah, because I guess is what, that's third. Just a little over four wide receivers.
Yeah.
Five wide receivers just on the team.
Doesn't sound like he's ranked very high.
That sounds like you might be the... Sound like it might be only 140 wide receivers, 150, yes. and we're down at the bottom.
Yes. And, you know, it's never been that AJ is some burner that has all sorts of space, but you don't want to be 135th. So then.
Man, those aren't even fast DBs out there last night.
They asked Jalen about all the targets that AJ got.
AJ had 11 targets tonight. Was there more of a conscious effort maybe to get him involved early and keep trying to feed him the football?
Yeah, just going with the flow of the game and how it was called and trying to go out there and execute.
There wasn't, like, an effort to get him the football.
That may be a KP question.
Yeah.
He's done with this.
He's unbelievably done with it.
Yeah. He would have every right to be unbelievably done with this.
And we're only 10 games into the season.
Yes. Now
we still got at least 10 more to go.
Now... If AJ doesn't say anything about it, if we don't have any of the social media stuff, I think it probably goes down a little bit, at least the conversation about it, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, you mean from us or?
From everybody. Yeah,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. If AJ doesn't complain about it, I don't think it's a discussion at all other than us wanting to see or wondering why AJ isn't as productive this year.
Yeah.
But I think once... He lets it be known multiple times that he's frustrated with the offense, right? And he's not going to apologize for being frustrated with the offense. That's when everybody is focused on it. I mean, he's a big enough personality, talent-wise. He's one of the tops in the league, and that's going to draw attention. And I think AJ wanted to bring attention to it.
Of course.
I think he was tired of suppressing his feelings and not being able to get that out. My question was, and still would be, why is it so important to you to let all of us know that's what it is?
Well, it's almost like an excuse. I think it's almost like if everybody knows that I want it and I'm not getting it,
yeah.
then it's definitely not my fault.
Not my fault, yeah.
You know? It's definitely not on me. This isn't because I'm not as good. It's because everybody else isn't doing the things that they need to do to get me the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got him the football, and they scored 16 points. So, all right. 215-592-9494 on this Victory Monday. Coming up next, we do have Jack's Top 5 of 5, which is game ball.
Yep.
Who's going to get the game? Let me ask you this, Jack.
Yeah.
Is there one offensive player that gets a game ball?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that is solved.
I don't know if I can make an argument for one.
No. I think
it
would be tough.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think so.
This segment on WIP is, of course, presented by...
Defensive team anyway.
Yeah, like that city.
Yeah. Come on. In this city? This segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You can, of course, count on the top 5 of 5 at 5 o'clock. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.